This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jimmy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jameer.
Well, Jimmy, the Browns are coming off back-to-back wins with a huge win on the road against the Oakland Raiders. Just talk about that momentum and how they can carry that into this week's game.
I think the Browns have found the way they want to play now. I mean, I think that, one week it might be good defense, one week it might be good special teams, and I think that we've been waiting to see what's the formula. I think we have the formula right now. They realize they want to play very tough physical defense. It's all about the points. I mean, it might be yardage. People may gain yards against them, but people do not score, and that's the key. That's the way they want to play defensively. Suddenly, I think they've got their identity on offense. I think all of the receivers know their roles now. I think that Josh Gordon knows what he can do. Greg Little knows what he can do. I think Massaquoi got in the game and had a big play last week. Suddenly, the tight ends are a big part of the offense. So I think that that's the momentum right now, is that the offense is starting to really grow up and kind of branch out.
Jimmy, you look at this Kansas City Chiefs offense, running back Jamaal Charles, he's close to 1,100 yards already.
He's an amazing player, Jameer, and I think the only thing that has ever held him back, injury. I mean, he's not a big guy, but I think that he might be the most difficult running back now and dangerous running back that the Browns have faced in a long, long time. I think since probably C.J. Spiller early in the season, and Spiller went out early in that game against the Browns and was injured. But this guy's lightning fast. He can change the direction of the field. He can break it to the outside. So the field becomes even wider than it actually is, because you have to protect the entire field with him. He can hit it in all areas. He had a great game against the Browns and a great running game back a few years ago. Jerome Harrison had a huge game for the Browns, but Charles had a huge game in that game too. He's been over 200 yards a couple of times in some ball games, so he's the real deal.
I had a chance to catch up with members of this offense, and they talked about this Chiefs defense, and they said on paper and in person, this is going to be one of the toughest defenses that they've ever faced.
Well, that's interesting to hear, because it is star-studded with a lot of high picks. I mean, Tamba Hali and some of the other players that they have. Derek Johnson, if he's able to go, the great linebacker of the Chiefs, has been bothered with a hamstring. Eric Berry out of the secondary, Brandon Flowers on the corner, Javier Arenas. They've got some really great players. You look at them and you wonder what has happened. Why do they only have two wins on the year? But I think you have to say, well, that's their problem. But the Browns realize that there is no letdown coming into this game. Whereas teams have gone against the Browns when they've had a lesser record and said, boy, these guys are tough. Why are they struggling? I think the Browns are in that position right now. I don't think you can worry about it. Just have to play your game.
And overall, what do you want to see from this Browns team Sunday?
Just a continuation of what we've seen now in the last month or so. Really solid play. A defense that doesn't go out and, maybe stop you. I mean, they stop you. They can come up with turnovers. They can come up with a big sack. Everything is flowing for them on defense. On offense, I really am excited to see this passing game. Suddenly, I know they want to throw the ball, but at times they've struggled to do it. But I think in the last few weeks, these receivers have all figured out what they want to do, what their role is on the team. And, of course, the running game. I'm kind of excited, Jameer, about, the play of Montario Hardesty. It's a small role, but it's a very effective role. And I don't know if everybody else notices what I notice, but when he gets in there, he looks like the Roadrunner. I mean, he can really hit it and go, and it's a nice change of pace from what Richardson does.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Jameer.
Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.